A Kalamazoo Valley Community College professor asks, in an essay for Inside Higher Education, where have all the faculty gone? KVCC English instructor Keith Kroll says the growth of online classes has made it tougher to find full-time faculty on campus.
And as I was just walking the hallways, going into the mailroom, looking into the library, other places on campus, I just noticed I didn't see many full-time faculty anymore. And then realized, looking through course schedules and talking with them, that a lot of them began teaching one, two, three classes, four classes, which would be roughly 60 to 80% of their teaching load online. Not all of them, but quite a few. And if you're teaching completely online, you tend not to be on campus very much.
You say that you will never teach online. Why?
I quoted Parker Palmer's Courage to Teach on that. I'm a fan of his, and I agree with him that it's just not the kind of relationship I want to have with my students. I prefer face-to-face relationship where I get to know them, try to build a sense of community in the classroom. And I realize there are face-to-face classes with 400 students, and you can't do that very well. And I notice that proponents of online education often use the 400-student, 300-student, 200-student lecture hall as the comparison when they argue, you know, online just as good as the 200-student lecture hall course. What they don't usually mention is it's not as good as the 20-student face-to-face colloquium. As I said in the piece, when I do walk into the pharmacy or the pet store or the restaurant in town, it's nice to know that I can recognize my students. As one of my colleagues who teaches completely online told me, he could be standing at the pet store or at the grocery store. In fact, he knows he's done this and be waited on by his student or have a student behind him and not know that person at all because he's never met him or her face to face.
How rare are you, the community college professor who has never taught a class online?
Well, I have a few colleagues at KVCC I know that haven't, but I think I'm becoming rarer. There's definitely a growing demand for online classes. Research just came out that students tend to like them if they're easier, and they tend to take face-to-face classes if they're harder. The Community College Research Center at Columbia University has done a lot of research on online teaching in community colleges. They found that online classes in general don't work very well for the type of student who is the typical community college student, maybe coming back to school, needs developmental ed type courses, basic skills classes, that those type of students don't perform as well in online classes. Attrition's higher, grades are lower.
So you say that community colleges should be trying to create more of an on-campus learning environment, more of a community. How would you propose they go about doing that?
Well, one thing is getting students and faculty on campus and keeping them there. There's a research group out of the University of Texas at Austin that studies community colleges, and they've put out a lot of work that the greatest engagement for students occurs in the classroom, which is obvious. And the higher the engagement among students with faculty and other students, the greater the success rate of those students. So it seems like if we want to have students be successful at the community college, graduate, transfer, get certificates, we'd want them on campus more.
Would you go so far as to say that community colleges should outright ban online classes?
No, probably not. Maybe completely online classes. I mean, I think hybrid is good. I think that issue's already gone now.
How do you strike that balance, though? I mean, because the community college does have to factor in people's lives, that there are people who will be working perhaps a full-time job and yet trying to get a certificate in something. It's often trying to make sure that students' economic needs are met. Convenience does factor in there.
Yep.
So with all of those things blended in, how does the college strike the right balance between making sure that people can go to college and at the same time making sure that when they do go to college, they're in a proper learning environment?
I think part of what you're addressing is, you know, that's this whole metaphor notion of student as customer. And so, you know, we have to give what the customer wants. And that's not a metaphor for students that I subscribe to. I actually like the notion of student. And I realized there are, they do have issues. You know, back in the 40s, right after the World War II, when the GIs were all coming home and then going to college, and that's when community colleges exploded in numbers into the 60s. The idea was to have a community college within driving distance of most people in this country. And I think that was accomplished to a great extent. Now it's, well, you don't even need to go to the campus. You can just stay wherever you're at and take the class. So I'm not sure what's next. Maybe vending machine and you just pay your money and get your credits.
Keith Kroll is an English instructor at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. You can find a link to his essay for Inside Higher Education and a longer version of this interview at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.